Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Time for the Pella Festival of Trees. Let's go in-depth with Lindsay Phillips with the Pella Opera House.
What do you do at the Pella Opera House?
I am the outreach director, so I get to do the accounting side of things, but I also get to do the fun fundraising events such as Festival of Trees, the gala event, and any of the other fun and exciting fundraising events we've been doing here at the Opera House that people have kind of caught a glimpse of.
So it's not just the staff here, there's community involvement.
Yeah. So we have board members who serve on the Opera House board. And then we also have, in addition to that, we have just community members who serve on various things. We have a panel, and the panel members come together and they help contribute ideas. And then we also have very specific groups, such as like Festival of Trees group. And those are individuals from the community that come in and they kind of give different ideas and just... yeah, things, and we can bring new and fun and exciting things here to the Opera House.
We'll mention it again, but can you share the dates?
Yeah, so Festival of Trees is actually going to run from November 17th until December 3rd this year. So that's something new. Typically, I believe Festival of Trees ran about a week, and this year we're doing about 2.5 weeks. So just kind of a chance for more individuals and community members and those outside the community to have a chance to come in and... yeah, bid on their favorite trees, wreaths, or other items. And we will run during tour of homes, which is something new this year that's never been done in the past. So gives a chance for those that maybe aren't from the community a chance to come in and support the Opera House.
Well, the tour of homes is a big deal.
Yeah, really big deal.
And so you want to capture a little bit of that excitement of the tour of homes and bring it here.
Yeah. I think so many people during, that's kind of that chance they get ready for Christmas and really get in that Christmas, you know, spirit or mood. And for us to have this as an opportunity to come through, see the different trees or decorations and just get some ideas, or if they find something they love, a chance to bid on those. And then something new and exciting we're going to be doing this year is on our second floor, we are going to have a Christmas shop up here. So Bobby Van Vark, one of our committee members, has done a lot of purchasing for that and a lot of designing for that. So her and Phyllis Danks have been working really hard on getting us ready for that. And that's going to be a great opportunity to bring in some more funds for the education piece of the Opera House.
Well, tell us what it's like. The Festival of Trees. Take us in, bring us in through the doorway, and what do we see?
Yeah, so when you first come in, you're going to see a beautiful tree that our committee members have kind of put together and decorated. And from my understanding, some of those items can be purchased off of the tree directly. And if I'm incorrect on that, then they'll have the option to bid. But that is a very beautiful tree. A lot of people take advantage of taking pictures in front of that tree to kind of, you know, have that group photo to celebrate their tour of homes shopping experience or shopping at the stores together. And then once you go inside our great hall, you're going to meet a volunteer who is going to help you register. And then once you register, you get a walkthrough, and there's going to be around 23 trees, and you get to see all the different trees. There's going to be mantelpieces, urns, table centerpieces, all of various Christmas things. You imagine it and it's probably going to be there. And you get to see the different things, you get a bid on them. Also, during tour of homes, the Pella Tourism will be doing refreshments. So it's an opportunity to just kind of grab a drink and sit down with your girlfriends and talk about the homes you just visited, but also have a chance to kind of just recap and enjoy each other's time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lindsay Phillips with the Pella Opera House about the Pella Festival of Trees.
Different organizations or people in the community sponsor the trees. Build the trees? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So for the last couple of months, and even right now, we look for community members that want to be a part of Festival of Trees. And so they decide to either do a tree, a wreath, or whatever various Christmas item they want to do. And then the week before Festival of Trees begins, they get to come in and with their group of employees or their friends or whatever they choose to do, and they get to come in and they get to decorate their tree and get it all ready to go for Festival of Trees. So it's a great opportunity to kind of have that employee team building experience, but yet, yeah, just a chance to enjoy getting ready for Christmas together too and support a great cause.
Do the different trees, do some of them have themes?
Yeah, we actually let whatever business that's going to be a part of it, they pick their theme. Some try to choose something close to whatever their business is, while others kind of have a whole different idea or a theme they want to go with. So they take it and they run with it. And we love seeing everyone's creativity. I think that's something that coming to this event you get to see is the different ideas that come into it and play a part.
There's certainly an art behind decorating a Christmas tree. I don't have any sense of it. I just sort of hang stuff on it, whatever, you know, we have in the closet from Christmas. But for these things, there's a lot of work to go into these. You know how that works? Are you a good Christmas tree decorator?
Oh, goodness. Well, I am such a good behind the scenes putter together. I make the phone calls and I talk with the businesses and I have a vision of what I can see happening. But when it comes time to actually putting it together, I'm a really good tree fluffer, so I will be here during that event helping fluff or do whatever they call me to do, but actually seeing that it all come together, there's a lot of our committee members, they have such great ideas, and a lot of people in our community also come together the week of just to help get prepared. So, you know, if there's a business or individual out there that's wanting to do a tree, but they need some assistance or need some ideas, we do have committee members that are here to help or give some feedback as to what works or doesn't work.
Well, that's reassuring. I'd be pretty nervous if I was, you know, you have to come up with the concept, you have to make it look nice, and you want to make it look as nice as the others. And then people, then they bid on the tree. Is that how it works? Or they somehow this becomes a fundraiser?
Yeah, so when they're going through, they get to bid on their tree, and a lot of individuals will come back throughout Festival of Trees. So they may come back 2 or 3 times to make sure their bid is the top bid so far. And then after which, when we end on December 3rd, we will contact those who have won, and then they can come pick up their tree and, yeah, get their items.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lindsay Phillips with the Pella Opera House about the Pella Festival of Trees.
So that's a lot of fun. So then you have the tree and you can take it away and you can put it up at home or at work. You know,
yeah.
That might happen. But yep. So then you've got your tree and it's a winner in the mm-hmm. Festival of Trees. And so, but everybody, even if I put up a scraggly tree, I might get a little bit of support for that.
Yeah. You know, I think that we have never had anybody, from my understanding, come join us in Festival of Trees and not had a beautiful tree. Like I said, we are really good at working with you, and if you have some questions or you can't figure something out, a lot of our very creative individuals that are part of the group will help you get set and get you all ready to go. And so, yeah, it's a great chance to really help raise funds for the children's education, which is what we're ultimately trying to do for this event. A lot of us being new staff members here at the Opera House, we have great ideas and visions for what we see the children's program becoming here at the Opera House. And a lot of, you know, we do the Missoula Children's Theater, which, yeah, we have to have funds come in for that to make that a possibility and keep those costs low for children to participate. So this is an opportunity for us to raise funds and bring more art programming to the Pella area and any of the outside community members or friends that want to partake in that can also be a part of our events here at the Opera House. So one of the big things we will look to do is do some camps during the summer, which is something new that we haven't done in the past. So there'll be different various teachers coming in and teaching about different things. And yeah, lots of great, exciting new ideas up our sleeves. So we're excited to see those, but the Festival of Trees, the success of that is the important part. And that's where people in the community come in, and we encourage everyone to come in and bid on trees and visit us and, yeah, just get their Christmas spirit going for the season.
The more that is raised, then the more you can invest in the children's programming.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we talk about too is that something that hasn't been done in the past that we want to look at is offering even like a scholarship. So there's no hindrance of a child not being able to participate in one of our camps or our plays or the different shows that we will do. We're gonna have opportunities so that everyone can be a part of our programming this year.
Are you still taking trees? If somebody has an idea, can they come forward, or are you full up?
Yeah, we would love if there's any businesses or just even individuals. You know, a lot of times we get calls from individuals that are really creative and they just want to do something fun for this season. We would love to have individuals join us in Festival of Trees. Just give us a call and we'll work with you and figure out what's going to be the best fit. We also are still looking for volunteers to help with either the shop up on the second floor or the help with the registration of the individuals coming to town. So if you'd be interested in volunteering, give us a call and we'll be glad to get you signed up for a shift. We're really excited for this year's Festival of Trees.
And what are the dates again?
November 17th through December 3rd. And I don't think I gave the hours, but it'll be from 10 to 4, except for during tour of homes, we will be open until 9 p.m.
So what a nice way to usher in the Christmas season.
We will have that going on, but we also have a couple Christmas shows that'll be going on. So it's an opportunity to, you can come see the Festival of Trees, the tour of homes, the tour of stores, or, you know, attend one of our shows. Davis will perform. Jared Johnson is a local entertainer that we're going to bring in that not a ton of people have found out. And she's one of those best kept secrets here in Pella that we're excited to kind of show her this season. And yeah, so a great opportunity to see some wonderful trees, but also see all the great things that are happening here at the Opera House.
Thanks to Lindsay Phillips for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.